You're listening to the show about mustard camel packs. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
You guys, Eric worked on this song. He did a recap.
Yay!
He was working his butt off, and then he was like, he said the saddest thing.
What did I say? I don't even remember.
He said to me, he said, "I'm not even excited to play mine for you." And I'm like, Eric, it's going to be amazing.
I said it was the opposite of the experience when they write one where they can't wait to play it for me and I have to force them.
It's not that I'm not like, mine is so good. I'm like, please tell me. Like, I want to share it with you because you're usually the person that I'm like, what is your judgment on this?
And I know the judgment of
mine. I can't wait. I don't know. At one point, he sung a lyric
it's not like a disparaging thing, it's just true because of, at the very least, my experience. I am the weakest singer of all of us by far.
I know that's even...
It is true. Like
he's not an experienced
singer. I'm not at all.
He has trouble hearing notes and things. But you know what?
I was fine with it before when I was the only one doing them. But now that I've heard all of your
opuses, babe, you did 1,000 of them, and that's amazing. Yeah. You did it so much.
The quality of our voice doesn't mean anything if the quality of the content is crap. So for you,
the thing is, I never recorded them, so I never had to hear them.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. Now you've listened to it, and you're just not impressed.
Yeah.
Eric.
I said I wasn't going to do like any fancy stuff like you do.
Yes, and you did.
No, I recorded it like 6 times and different parts. And stuff.
Yeah, he said his voice was all sore afterwards.
Work than I thought I was going to.
This is
going
to be great. I'm excited.
All right, so let's see here.
Wow.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Everybody now, yeah. Rock your recap now, yeah. Everybody, rock your recap right. Eric's back. All right.
Amazing.
Yay.
All right. Barn, there's a horse in sin. Friends and foes, everybody slaying. Gonna sling the cummerbund at the scarecrow. Rafina banished that guy, nat 20 now. Am I an imbecile? Yeah. Am I Napoleon? No. Am I ineffectual? Yeah. Slughorn's back. All right.
Amazing.
All right. Now throw your plan axe away from you. Now Misty step over, cleave that strawman in two. And if you see those orbs, let me hear you yell. Different shades of void going on again. Am I lacrimose? Yeah. Am I a turtle now? Yeah. Am I in Will's pocket? Yeah. Is that laughter you're hearing? You better leave the stable now. Disembodied out. Laugh. Are you ready now? No. There's somebody now. Let's fight! Rusher's 45 feet in the air. Don't enter her realm, no, don't you dare. We'll cast True Strike, no, she's full of dismay. Gullies and his wax, oh no, you won't keep him away. Roscoe gets Rudy now. Yeah, her magic's spooky now. Juliet shoots dark light. Howard Word, kill everyone now. Yeah, recap's done now. Yeah, not enough puns now. Mock your DM right. Eric's back. All right.
Word.
Word.
Word. Word.
Amazing.
Babe, Eric. You want to know why you didn't like it? It's because you can't hear the music. Like, you gave yourself an unfair...
Turn the music down at the end.
Okay, yeah. Play the music louder. You poor thing. You were, like, not supported by music.
Yeah, that music
you
did, would
you
have
hit
really
all the right notes.
It's really good music.
Hi, listeners. Just a quick note. KT sounds a little bit like a crazy person here because in the version you heard, the music and everything sounds fine, but that's because they fixed it in post. So KT is great. Made me sound slightly better than I did while recording. Thanks, KT. I love you. Have a good day.
Babe! Oh, yeah, I know. It's beautiful music. But seriously, you don't have a terrible voice. You hit all the right notes. You just need
just
more
suck
music.
At audio mixing.
I do.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'll do it next time. No, for real. Like, you should not be ashamed of that.
I'm awesome, sweating.
Eric. You're sweating.
Are you sweating?
Yeah. That was what a wonderful. It was basically a birthday present for Abby, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It was great. Aww,
thank you for that. I loved it.
I knew good. It was going to be either Backstreet Boys or NSYNC because at one point today...
I sang the first like bar of the song.
He sang a line of a song. I guess it was this one, but I couldn't remember what it was. And I was like, oh my God, maybe he's doing a... Because like he never sings those. Neither do I. We're not like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC people. So I was like, it's one of those songs from that time. I wonder if that's what he's doing. But I didn't want
to... And I disclosed this to KT earlier, but my initial... goal up until yesterday morning was to do Eminem's what's the actual name of the song, but it's one of those Guess Who's Back, Back Again, yeah. Shady's Back, Tell a Friend, yeah. But redoing an Eminem song
impossible.
Is a very daunting task.
Yes. Right.
I'm gonna just perform right now what I did to start.
Yeah.
All right. Two dozen scarecrow guys go round the outside, round the outside, outside of the inn. A giant scarecrow guy goes round the outside, outside of the inn. Thank you. Guess who's back? Back again. Slug Lord's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Recap that. Guess who's back? Aww. Recap's crap. Guess who's back?
Yay!
I've created a monster because nobody wants to see Eric no more. They want the party. I'm cold beet soup. Well, if you want Slug Lord, this is what I'll give you: a little bit of rhymes to give to my sweet troop. That's all I got.
That's great.
Amazing. Eric. That's great. What a B-side.
For real.
But then that's the first eighth of the song.
Yeah.
Na, 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 na,
what are we doing?
Na.
Okay. So does everybody remember what happened?
Slug Lord's back. All right.
Sin got hit
dead.
With a power word kill. Because it ricocheted
dead.
Off of the rutabaga.
Yes. Oh my God, that's right.
So I'm assuming based on that action, would it be safe to say that the things you guys may want to do would make sense to roll initiative? Or no?
I mean, isn't that like, right?
I think that would make sense.
Well, it sounded from the recap like we were going to be fighting again, so... Yeah.
I mean, we can try.
Don't base your decisions of the game on my recap.
Slughorn's back.
I was hoping she would leave.
Yeah, that's. I was kind of hoping that she would leave. Like, she warned us, she did her thing, but if she's sticking around, then we have no choice.
I want her to leave too, but Will is, he already tried to instigate her and then sees that, and then he's like, okay, he's going to want a message like, who would Will think is the most magic-y aware person? I think, like, because it's an attack spell, I might message Bathwack. Like, so we're rolling initiative for this. Like, does it have to be fighting or just, like, for...
I think we should roll initiative to determine who does what when.
Okay.
Kind of, like, in reaction to that spell.
Pull up my sheet.
Let's do it.
All right, we got a 19 from Abby. Great roll from Rafina.
She fabulous. Loves it.
6 from Bathwack. Typical Bathwack. An 8 from Roscoe. What luck.
What, shouldn't it be, like... The what? Person who gets one goes first, and the person who goes gets
this
five.
This isn't Gloomhaven, Abby.
Wait, is that how it works in Gloomhaven?
Where is it on here? It's up near the top. Oh, there it is. All right.
Yes, that is how it works in Gloomhaven. And a 21 Thank from William
goodness.
A. Pompeon. Okay, I'm just going to look at this. Okay. Man, so, Will, Sin, right next to you, has just been struck dead.
Wait, aren't I flying? Am I flying?
Well, you came out of the...
I think I flied
flying.
Up above. Yes, I was flying, and she. I was trying to find what was happening, where the laughter was coming from. I flew up into the sky. Okay. So I don't think I'm as high as she is, but...
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe
halfway.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I think, okay, so that happened, and Will is... It's not going to be an attack, of course, because I am worried. Will is going to message Bathwack and be like, and how, what are my words limit? 50. 25. 25.
Message, I think.
Fuck.
Something like that. 30, maybe.
Because I'm going to say something like, I've never seen that spell before. Do you think she can do it again? Or should we fucking attack her right now? Was that too many words?
The spell actually doesn't list a...
It doesn't? I thought there was a number.
No.
Oh.
I don't think so, unless I'm reading wrong.
And then I say, hello, how are you today? I'm doing very badly. Did you realize I could say this much stuff?
It was the worst of times.
No, see, because we've joked about this before, because Will has yelled and then, like in the messages and gotten cut off. I think there is a limit.
Since it takes an action, I would say it's whatever you can say in 6 seconds.
Yeah. Well, I think that was fair. I think I said what I said fit definitely into.
So let's say it again.
I don't know what I said.
What was the gist of it?
Sorry. I've never seen that spell before. Do you think she can do it again, or should we attack her right now?
Okay, and you said that to Bathwack.
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's your action. You've got to move if you wish to move.
I'm going to fly up closer to her.
How close?
Not up in her face, but I'm flying higher so that I can keep her really within reach.
I mean, she's like...
I know that she's close to me.
You can touch her, so like...
Oh, I can already touch her?
No, if you move, you can move.
No, I don't want to touch her. I don't want to get that close.
Where? Just describe where you
would be. Okay, is this her, this Wicked Witch? I'm basically only, like, what, this is 10 feet away?
That's 10 feet laterally.
So, right, so I'm going to fly up maybe... approaching level. Yeah, yeah.
You could get level with her.
Yes, I'll get level with her. Yes, I'm getting level with her! And I'm messaging Bathwack, and hopefully he protects me if she kills me!
She's grinning.
Oh, shit. Whoa! But I cast all kinds of things to see. I'm just checking her out. I'm not being intimidated.
Do we know that Sin is dead? I guess we haven't confirmed that he's dead.
Well, do we all know? That's the...
I told you guys out
what you said
of character
was he falls
that it
over
was power
dead.
Word kill, and I said that he fell over dead. I mean, ostensibly dead.
Are there
and
any
what
visual
she said was die? She said
visual
die and
indications
it.
That like that make this spell like. Like, we've never seen this before. Like, that was
there was clear power in the sort of energy that flew toward him. You like, almost could feel it.
So we're not 100% sure he's dead, but we know that it was really
he
powerful.
He is down on the ground. Like, he just fell over, like, poleaxed. He looks completely limp. His skin is ashen white.
Yikes. Okay,
So, I'm going to say, Bathwack, you can also reply to Will.
Yes.
Within this turn, if you would like.
Yeah. I don't know, Will. I think we should leave.
What the fuck? Oh, no. Okay. I pee
I mean,
my
not
pants.
Gully's End, but, well, anyway, I can't say anymore. But.
Not Gully's End? Fuck, I want to keep talking. Go!
No, he says that. Oh, not Gully's End, but then you can't reply.
Well, the rutabago, I'm assuming, is in its RV form and has fallen to on the ground.
Yep. So you're kind of like shielded behind it from her.
Who is?
You are.
Well, I was a flying monkey, and I dropped the Rudy. You don't remember that I turned into a flying monkey?
No.
And there was a whole thing about. Oh, it wasn't in your recap.
It wasn't in KT's notes, which is.
Oh,
where
you were looking at my notes. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
I don't take
that,
notes while we play. I can't.
Yeah, my notes are bad from last time. I think I was talking a lot.
Roscoe is would still be in the air as a flying monkey, and that was the whole thing because it was like communication
like
between
your.
Yeah, see, look what it. Yeah, that's why it says Roscoe motions to Will, and then I wrote down what the Rudy transportation thing is. So because I had to say it, and that's my whole note about that interaction.
You got distracted by
that. I was being in it, so I didn't put a note about it. That was all the notes I put about.
Thank
that.
You for reminding me.
Sorry.
Who was the target? Okay. Who was the target for the spell?
The target of Power Word Kill was Bathwack.
Oh yeah, all right.
You said that she cast it in his direction and it ricocheted off the rutabago and hit Jacin instead.
All right. So yes, you're flying then as a flying monkey and the rutabago's on the ground. Okay. What were we? Oh, initiative. Okay. Rafina.
All right.
Bathwire or Will just flew up and was muttering something under his breath. That's about all that you were able to perceive.
And I'm just sort of absorbing this tableau.
Yeah, Mo's right next to you.
All
right,
so I'm going to cast Suggestion at Juliet.
Okay.
And the target must make a Wisdom saving throw. I'm going to try very hard to suggest to her to come down and have a cup of tea with us.
All right. So what is your spell save DC?
It is 16.
Alrighty. So she unfortunately does succeed on her save.
I had a feeling wisdom was not going to be the way to go with her.
Might be a tough nut to crack. Maybe. All right. She furrows her brow, if you can see that from where you are. And her laughter is she stops laughing entirely for a moment. She's been cackling away ever since Sin fell dead to the ground. But she goes quiet for a second. The flames of the stable fire leaping up behind her, and she turns her attention to you and glares at you.
And she's up in the air, so I'm not going to be able to move any closer. I'm just going to stay where I am.
Okay. I have to roll for Mo. One second. Okay, yeah, he's okay. So, it is now in initiative turn. Juliet Rusher's turn.
Uh-oh.
Turn, mountain pass. she looks around at all of you. She seems to make eye contact with each and every one of you. Even
Sin.
Oscar and
flies down, opens his eyeballs up.
Yeah, one of you had respectfully closed his eyelids.
Maybe he was blinking as she cast the spell.
No,
it's possible.
His eyes are wide open. You guys cared more to his corpse than you did to Nick.
Shut the fuck up.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
Shut up. I'm gonna kill him.
Even with Oscar and Steed is what I was going to say.
Oh my God, she makes eye contact. That's a dog. Leave him alone.
Steed's not a dog.
I'm talking about the dog. I thought that was the same thing.
And she says, "I better not see you again." And with an ear splitting, bam!
Whoa.
Like if it's that, but like you like you may clap your hands to your ears or at least flinch a little bit. She disappears.
Great. Okay.
Wait, does she move away in some direction, or is she just gone?
No, she's just gone. This is loud clap of sound, and then nothing visually. She was there 1 minute.
I'm gonna fly right at her.
Okay. You fly right at her.
I'm flying at wherever she was and swiping my hands around.
Okay. Yeah, you don't encounter her or anything like that. Bathwick, you've got your robe of eyes on. You don't see her.
Okay.
And you guys can be out of initiative at this point if you wish. Or if you want to just
take
turns all night, that's fine.
Can I just stay in initiative?
Yes.
Thank you.
You can.
Great.
Roscoe will kind of fly in like a couple circles looking at the spot where Juliet Rusher was, and then he'll fly down, land on the ground, and transform back into himself. And he's landing right by Sin. Okay. And he'll turn it back into Roscoe, and he'll try to heal Sin Chalmers, Super Nintendo Chalmers. with Balm of the Summer Court, I think.
Okay.
It's just a single D something, right?
I don't know.
A D6. Yeah, I'm going to roll a D6 and try to heal him. Four plus one for 5 points.
Okay. Your spell seems to have no effect. What does it look like when Roscoe casts Balm of the Summer Court? Refresh my memory or come up with something new. For the sake of the audience, we all remember.
Yeah, I definitely don't remember if I had a specific description the first time I did it.
You
well, I think
did, but...
Wasn't the first time I... Was it... On the ship? Was it have to do with
I feel like he Rafina? Was running somewhere and cast it, yeah, surprisingly or something. Like, he almost was surprised by it or something.
Well, that's how I've played every single spell
for
Roscoe.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I feel like his first time doing Balm of the Summer Court, he was trying it on Rafina, or I connected it with, like, when Rafina was on top of him.
You definitely cast it apparently on the anglerfish, according to the Wikipedia. Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
But it's not described, so maybe you didn't give a description there.
Yeah, I didn't. I guess I would say that it's in his hands. It comes out of his fingertips. He rests. Although I don't think he was able to touch the anglerfish. But basically, yeah, like some energy kind of, maybe barely visible, you know, lavender colored energy kind of swirls out of his fingertips. I guess very much like the poison gas thing that he did.
Got it. Okay.
But
he's
this way,
killing
but he's
Sin
like,
again. Just to make sure he's dead.
Oops. Oh, shit!
He's up close, and he's actually like trying. He's putting his fingers like right up. Maybe he's doing a Vulcan mind meld. His fingers are like on Sin's face, and he's trying to channel.
Okay.
Maybe one hand on his face, and the other hand is like touching the grass.
Okay.
He's trying to channel like some kind of healing energy from the grass beneath
Very
him.
Cool.
And also I would like to say that to the extent that Oscar can be kind of like an assistant or like nurse type figure in this moment, that
Nurse
Roscoe, wrong nurse, Nurse Jackie.
Aww.
Oscar comes up with pain pills.
God.
No, Oscar will have at kind of Roscoe's command gone into the inn and drags out the owlbear pelt blanket that Roscoe bought off of him and is like,
okay,
kind of like trying to put it over.
Got it. Well, he probably won't be back at this point, but he can be off doing that.
When we realize that he's dead, we'll use that to cover the body.
All right. We'll see. Because, yeah, you put your hands almost touching or maybe touching if you want. And you would normally, although you're like, this isn't something I do, but if you were to expect something, you would expect that this pink energy would sort of flow gently.
Purple.
Like
lavender?
Lavender?
It's lavender. Yeah. It's purple. Say? Pink. You said pink.
I guess it's
purple.
Like
is purple. The lavender of pinks.
I feel like we've had
what?
KT is... No, I'm referencing an earlier stupidity.
Yes, I'm on
when,
board.
When did I say that something is the lavender of colors?
And we're like, that is a color.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you would expect this purple, pink, whatever color it is, magic to just sort of like gently flow in and through like his temples or something like that, his forehead, but it hits the skin and just kind of like pulls around and down onto the ground and then is absorbed into the soil.
It worked on Ian. It worked on the anglerfish. Why isn't it working on him? Anyone else?
I don't think he's with us anymore.
Can I just do a quick basic medicine check on him?
Yeah, you can. That is a 13. He's dead.
I never seen somebody go down like that.
Yeah, I haven't either.
With just one word. We should... Wait! Is his horse still in that burning building? The horse should get to say goodbye.
Lacrimose is out. Right?
Good. Yeah.
I have Lacrimose in my pocket. Will fly down.
Oh, he was, right.
He was looking Lacrimose? Around up, you know, does up Lacrimose there, talk? Trying to see if she is around because he's not ready to just be like, yep, that's
perception
over.
Check.
His horse really should get to talk to him or say goodbye.
It's a 3. It's dark. I mean,
right next to me.
There's a flaming.
Nobody's up here, guys.
Stable.
We're safe.
The rain is really starting to come down again, which is probably good considering the raging fire in the building next to you. It's about all you got.
Okay. All right. I fly down. Do I hear Rafina? Like, can I fly down around when Rafina's asking about the horse or whatever? Sure. So I'll take the turtle out of my pocket. And,
thank you.
End the spell.
Okay. Cool. Poof. There's Lacrimose. And he goes over and starts to nudge Sin's body with his nose.
Oh. Does anyone have the ability to enliven people?
Yes, but not. We don't have the right gems.
We have a diamond, I'm pretty sure. Just so you know. Will does not say that out loud. Will would not
agree.
I think
I need more than that, though.
I don't know that we need more than that.
Has it been more than a minute?
Yeah, that's it. We have 1 minute.
No, not at this point. But you can't sit around discussing it for 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I have a problem, though. I don't have the spell prepared.
Oh, shit, neither do I.
Oh my god, you guys, what if, like, I died?
Does Will say that out loud?
I'd prepare the spell.
No, because he didn't even bring this up.
I know.
Will knows, as far as Will knows, we have a diamond so that we can make someone alive, I think? I think that he knows about the... I mean, like, he knows about the diamond. He knows that it was because Bathwack really wanted to be able to do that. So, like, as far as he knows, we have this spell that can make someone alive again. So he's not really thinking about that because he also doesn't really care. Like, that this is a rando. We need to save that diamond for us is what... Particularly me is what Will thinks. So...
Yeah. Well... If Will is actually worried, I mean, we're not actually having this conversation, right?
No, but... yeah, Will doesn't mention it at all. So I just mentioned it because...
There is another way, but it can't be today, and it can't be with that spell.
What do you mean?
This is none of this is in character.
Oh, it's not
in character.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Unless Will is starting to work. Will is making his plans.
Yeah.
Out loud.
And he's just like,
that was just KT reminding you we had a diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Because Rafina would remember, I think.
Yeah.
Rafina says, oh, no, I need more time. I need more time if we're going to. Oh.
What?
Can we bring him with us? And then tomorrow?
What do you mean?
I can help him tomorrow. I can bring him back. What do you think, Lacrimose?
All right, wait. What is the thing you're going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to raise dead.
Okay, but are you going to use the only diamond we have?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe not. Maybe we need to throw this body in the fire right now. So that won't happen.
We have until we rest to decide.
Okay, well, I decide. I've already made my decision, and I can pester you guys all night, but we do not need to revive this guy. Come on, what if one of us gets killed? What if she comes back and kills Bathwack? Look at how weak he is. We're in Gully's End soon, I guess. He has to be there to, like, kill the other Bathwack, I guess. And this lady. Well,
shouldn't we do everything we can? Lacrimose, do you have any diamonds?
Lacrimose doesn't seem to understand English. He was nudging Sin's body for a while, and he's actually laid down next to Sin at this point.
Oh. We gotta bring him back. Not Will. Will isn't gonna... I love the idea of, personally, out of character, I love the idea of bringing him back because you know what? Then everything's scarier again. But we'll have to steal another diamond! Right. I mean, come on! Heist? I want to do that. I don't think Adam's been part of a heist.
No, our very first thing was kind of a heist.
That's true.
What was it? Getting the dogs out.
Again.
I cast Speak with Animals.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yep. Right, Lacrimose, I am sorry for your loss.
And the whinnying you can hear is just sobbing. It's just a slow, quiet whinnying that's just sobbing.
Where were you headed, you and Sin?
Bear Toggle.
I know Bear Toggle. I grew up there. We have magic that might be able to bring him back. What do you think about that?
I don't understand.
Rafina puts up a hand and is petting the horse's along its neck.
I'm trying to decide how Roscoe feels, or like how invested he would be in the idea of bringing him back. I guess he wouldn't be opposed to it, but
yeah. I mean, to be honest, like Abby is fine not bringing him back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Over the table, like I feel like there's something very powerful about his moment of death. And so like Adam, I'm almost like I kind of like he got a pretty badass narrative death. Like but again, like, yeah, if the characters and I forget, like, how many times have your characters risen, like,
no
other NPCs None. That have no. died?
Like, they wanted to raise one, and we had a whole discussion of how generally I don't care about spell components.
Yeah.
But in the case of certain spells where the spell components represent are supposed to represent a real cost.
Yeah,
right.
Then I did. And we hadn't discussed that until that moment.
Right.
Well, I remember that.
And Rafina, that's actually why Rafina wanted to talk to the horse.
Yeah.
To be like, you know, is there a compelling reason to bring this man back?
Yeah.
Or is the horse like, he had a really hard life and I'm glad it when he went quickly. That's kind of what I'm hoping that the horse would say.
That's hilarious. Yeah, like,
well, actually, he was diagnosed with cancer.
Yep.
Success.
Mm-hmm.
He beat me daily.
Oh, why do you think I'm so lachrymose?
Yeah, exactly.
These are tears of joy.
My owner's abusive.
I mean, what was his name? You do the math.
Sin.
Well, Roscoe... And I'm trying to decide if Roscoe's ever... Like, if resurrecting somebody is ever... If that's a magic that he... would have seen before. But I don't know. I think Roscoe's
probably generally aware, but I don't know about seeing.
Yeah. I think Roscoe like just kind of looks up at Bathwack and is like,
So who the hell was that? Have you ever seen her before in your life?
No. I mean, she seems to know Xantras. But no, I've never seen her before. At least not that I remember.
So, this is another dimensional thing. There's some other version of you who is a king, or was a king, and she seems to have it out for him. And, right?
Yeah.
And Xantras... She said that Xantras has already promised her Gully's End. Promised her the throne? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Huh. So...
But Bathwack King! She have no crown!
Well, we've got to go to Gully's End still, right? I mean... We've got to save the world.
Yeah, this will be fun. We're going to have to think of a way. I mean, I don't know what she can see or perceive or whatever, but we should probably figure out a way to get there without looking like ourselves, or at least Bathwack maybe not looking like himself or something. Some way of traveling.
Disguises?
Yeah, probably. Again, yay. Rafina, we don't have Rafina, it, and now we don't have any fondant.
You suddenly, smell fondant. It's a trauma response.
Trauma response, exactly.
Because, like, she didn't. Oh God, I thought we were going
like
to have to.
She doesn't have what she wants yet, right? She said that Xantras has promised her. Like, he wouldn't need to promise her anything if he had already given her something. Right, so
yeah, why would she want, who is she? Like, why would she want Gully's End? I mean, just have to really ask that question as we stand in the rain. Can we fucking go inside?
Let's go. Well, Rafina's gonna ask one more question. Do you know anything about that woman in the sky? Was that someone that Sin knew? I'm asking the horse.
She killed him.
Oh.
But you've never seen her before.
No.
Is that true?
No, I haven't. No.
All right, the owlbear pelt shows up now. Is that all
right? Yeah, it does. That's right. I was just about to say that.
Oh, good.
Correct.
So, oh, yeah, he had to cover him up.
Yeah.
You paid good money for that thing. Now it's going to be ruined.
Oh, I'm just going to take the rest of his stock.
Sweet. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. I will go through his stuff, but not in front of everybody else. Shit, I was going to say something, and it was a fuck.
Well, there are all the things that you know that none of us know. I mean, it could be one of those things that you want to tell
us. I don't know very many things. I don't. It's just the fearful thing.
Well, you were
just
talking about one. Yeah, that.
Yeah, I was trying to... I had something I was going to say about
it. In Bathwack's mind, Will knows everything.
I know.
And he just chooses to share bits of it at a time.
So if we're going inside, if some of us are going inside, Will would say, turn to you guys and be like, so the thing is... I earlier tonight got a sense that, or got the idea, the fact that apparently Bathwack in this world is a half-orc. And I just wanted to mention that now because it's interesting that Juliet identified you as Bathwack, because to me, you don't look like a half-orc. So she is either, like, she must be getting information from Xantras about us. Probably, right? So what does that mean? How much of an advantage does she have now? A ton. All right, let's turn around and go somewhere else. Maybe this is the final boss stage. And we should go to some other place in Six Rivers. Yeah, like maybe go slaughter a bunch of lizard folk somewhere. Oh, wait, sorry, Mo.
What?
I'm still an initiative.
Okay.
I'm still an initiative, says Rufina.
I would suggest that we probably would go inside and just check, make sure that everybody, like all the like the other people in the inn, like the family, that they were safe throughout the combat. Like,
yeah.
No scarecrows got inside.
Yeah.
Are they awake? Are they concerned?
Have they made breakfast?
Is it morning now?
No, not yet.
Well, we should wake them up to make breakfast for us.
Right, exactly.
Will is not checking on anyone.
It's like the middle of the night, isn't it?
He's hoping that somebody is going to talk to him about this, because this is a thing that we need to talk
about. I think
about.
We kind of have a conversation inside with Shimi.
Yeah, sure. I was going inside. That's why he says it inside. That's what I said. Yeah, like as we're going inside.
Okay, cool.
Good.
I'll pick up Sin if no one else has got
Aww.
It.
Okay.
All right. Lacrimos will follow along.
Yeah, I was wondering if there's a place where we can put Lacrimos that's like at least sheltered from the rain.
Should we also put out the fire?
Well, I don't know if we can.
The intensity of the rain right now and what's around, you don't think it's necessarily going to be a problem.
Okay, gotcha.
And is Steed still there? Steed could hang out with the Lacrimos.
So there's like a little overhang in front of the front door, like along the front of the building, that is at least out of the rain. That's about the only thing around you think that would be close to shelter, aside from the inn itself.
Okay.
So yeah, you can. Do you bring Sin inside?
If no one else is going to suggest anything, I'm at least going to bring him out of the rain.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you could lay him down again in front of the building where you might leave Lacrimos. And yeah, Steed is summoned at this point. So I don't know if you leave him out there as well or not.
Yeah, I mean, I would leave him wherever Lacrimos is going to be.
Okay. So yeah, that would be it doesn't seem cruel. There's enough of it's not like a 2-inch little soffit that they're just huddling up against. There's enough of an overhang there. It's still outside, but better than out in the rain.
Okay.
And yeah, you guys can make your way back into the inn, which feels blessedly warm after being pelted by the driving rain. Mm-hmm. Even though the fire isn't very strong at this point. You see, as you enter, the door to the whatever rooms are behind the bar where the proprietor had went, you see Shimi cracking the door and peeking out, looking out. So it looks like at least he is no longer just behind the bar, but back there.
Hmm.
Oh, hey, guys! What's going on?
Yeah, a bunch of scarecrows. Did you see anything in here? Did anything come in?
Oh, no. Ogre, she brought me and Clockwork back here, as well as the people upstairs. We're all back here, sort of hunkered down. We thought it might be the safest place versus upstairs or out in the common room.
And they're still up there now?
No, they're back here with us.
Oh, we see them.
A bunch of heads pop
No,
out.
You can't see them. I'm just telling you, and I told you before.
Okay.
Here they are.
Following you now. Got it.
Doubting Thomas. Wait, is it safe? Is it done?
I don't know. I don't want to stay here anymore, but there's no other place to freaking sleep.
Oh, you can sleep again?
Oh, no, I mean... No, that too.
Oh, I can sleep.
Yeah, well, I guess it's good that... God, this is so stupid. We can't just stay in this. We're sitting
Should we
ducks.
Stay back here?
Well, as long as we're not moving towards Gully's End... Okay, well, actually, as long as we're not
What is my dog?
I'm Roscoe LaFleur.
Orbit's back on the menu, boys.
As long as we're not moving visibly towards Gully's End, we're not a threat to her, so I think we're fine in here.
She did just try to kill us here, no?
Yeah, but to try to get us to stop moving.
I think, I have a feeling that Xantris isn't gonna, I don't know, Will sighs. Xantris isn't just following us around vaguely for no reason. There must be a reason he's involving himself with her, knowing that Bathwack would go to Gully's End. Of course he's gonna go to Gully's End.
It really seems to me like we've got to talk to Xantris. Can we talk to Xantris, Bathwack?
Seems like a disaster, doesn't it, Rufina?
I think we should just take the bull by the horns.
At least maybe we should rest before we summon him and hopefully kill him or something.
Well, then there you have it. Now we should go to bed. Let's go.
Oh, you can sleep now?
Shimi!
What? All right, guys, come out. People are making jokes. It's fine. And yeah, they all file out. Captain Clockface comes out, heads up next to you. Bathwax seems to be checking you out, making sure you're not hurt severely or anything like that. And the family comes out, the woman and her two little girls, and Aga Hester, the proprietor of the Quiet Crossings Inn.
Is it all safe out there, she says?
Well, your stable is kind of going down. Yes. But other than that,
the window.
Things seem quiet for the moment. I think probably it is for the best that we all try to get some rest. And of course, we'll have some kind of rotating watch for the remainder of the night.
I also think we should leave in the morning. I think we're just going to bring disaster with us from here on out.
No, but I got the bus tour tickets. Oh, well.
The bus tour of what, Rufina?
Grasses.
Does she put a mini bus in the terrarium? Oh, it's a tour of Tivoli.
78 exotic grasses of bear toggle.
It's going to be awesome. The tour of the sewers of Shunsur.
But yeah, so I think, I mean, Roscoe's immediate intention would be to rest and recover hit points and all that fun stuff. And also, Eric.
Yeah.
Roscoe is thinking ahead to possible adjustments to the kind of like travel plans. So I don't know if you could show us
the main map
again.
Sure. The bigger map.
I can switch to that. Where are we here?
This is something that he would be thinking about overnight while resting.
And damp haze of Gully's End.
I'm going to put Shunsur on the map. I hadn't done that yet, but I will do that now.
Shunsur's the other way.
I'll put Trent as well. Shunsur is in Gully's End.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Trent is the other one.
Divisions work. Let's
see. Oh, I see a new dot and another new dot.
And those are Shunsur and Trent, respectively. That's not Morrow's Inlet. Moment. Should have done this before. Wasn't thinking.
Babe, you were doing so many other things. You're doing great job.
High
five. Thanks for DMing. It's a hard job.
It's
high
a hard job.
Smack.
For me. Smack. It's a hard job. You see. Oh, I'm writing the next recap.
You are.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Dang. Actually, I don't know who it is.
It's me.
Is there. It me next?
Oh, it's Abby.
Okay.
That's why this was her birthday gift.
Yeah.
Because it was going to be her.
Yeah.
There you go.
So geographically, we're not out of Bear Toggle yet, right?
No. Doesn't sound like it anyway.
Yeah.
It's
hard to say. You're kind of in the middle of nowhere, but she...
Yeah.
At least according to Juliet Rusher, she says if you enter Bear Toggle, you'll pay the price.
Yeah.
You mean Gully's End?
Yes.
Not Bear Toggle.
Rather, yeah.
I wonder if we can take a different route.
Yeah, is this a conversation we'd want to have tonight or in the morning?
We could have it in the morning, but
again, Roscoe, you guys can't sleep.
We can't sleep, so it doesn't matter. Need to,
can we like talk while we get a long rest?
Correct. So again,
that's happened multiple times.
The mechanics have been like, sun rises, long rest.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Theoretically, you think maybe you could be literally in the middle of a fight and gain the benefits of a long rest if it happens to occur.
Oh, interesting. Roscoe's wondering what Roscoe, you know, has done a lot of traveling, and basically he would be trying to do the equivalent of like in Fellowship of the Ring when Gandalf is like, you know, well, there's also Moria. Right.
Yeah. And Will wants to sit right next to you and like is listening to everything Roscoe says about the land that he knows and is like trying to quiz Bathwack. Like Will is trying to get as much information as he can from the knowledgeable people of this area because he's going to try to think of a way to get in without being recognized or something like that. Yeah.
So in the immediate kind of surroundings, especially between here and Gully's End, would Roscoe be aware of any kind of natural, like, are there like thick forests that we could like travel through? You know what I mean, Eric?
Mm-hmm. Can we take the river? That's
what I was thinking. Why don't we could go out to sea.
We've got options. I'm curious about that one.
I mean, first. I guess there's every chance that would make us more conspicuous from a certain perspective, but not if we dressed up as pirates.
The most inconspicuous figure of all.
Yes, Rafina does.
Oh my god. Then we have to act as pirates, Rafina. Are you ready?
Super ready.
So to be clear, you're Roscoe looking to see if you know something like that or could potentially...
If he remembers that.
Okay, yeah, got it. You can give me either a history or a nature check.
What about, almost like survival.
Survival,
too.
Yes, I will take survival as well. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, I'll do survival.
Cool. Jeff Probst would be proud. A 15. You think that from your memory, this general grasslands you're in, if you head on that road towards Shunsur, it sort of closes back in, similar to the woods you came out of when you were leaving the coyote place, which is pretty dense. In terms of the specific routes, you're not sure how easy or hard it is. I mean, there is a road with a sign pointing to Shunsur, so you assume that it should be at least passable. But you think it's not all just open grassland like this.
And there's a little
here and there.
There's like a river that kind of comes into Shunsur. Like Shunsur has a port.
Yep.
So yeah, Roscoe would be kind of mumbling through all of his like what he knows of the geography of the area. Like, well, there's some woods, some wooded areas to the east towards Shunsur. But that's exactly the direction that they would kind of be looking for us to go. So, I don't know. There's Trant up to the north, and that is a port, too. So maybe if we very openly moved toward Trant away from Gully's End, we could trick them into thinking we've given up, and then from there, switch over to water travel. Hitch a ride with someone. Hide, stow away on a ship that they wouldn't expect us to stow away on, like a cruise ship.
Well, we have our ding ding dong ship, and
yeah, but
they don't expect that, do they? Do they?
That was
before we had a big shift of reality.
Well, we definitely were on the ding dang dong after.
Oh, I thought we were just on the houseboat. You might be right.
Also, who?
When you surfaced in the river, Mo was on the ship that you guys
had. Okay. Who or what was trying to tell us that they're coming? Like, why would they warn us that they're on their way?
They wouldn't. Who the hell?
I mean, unless it's just part of terrifying us before they get here.
I don't maybe think somebody so, was because trying you know, to help us. People have been, or whatever this is, has been talking to us for a while. Because we've been getting messages out of people's mouths all over the damn place. So what is messaging us, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yep, we were asking Mo. You
there? No, that wasn't Mo.
Rafina, as we're sort of winding down, wants to make sure everyone is feeling healed enough.
I am not healed enough.
Would you like some healing?
I am not quite. What is bloodied? 50%?
In 4th edition, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not quite, but...
Well, you're about to get a long rest. Is that going to help you a whole lot, or do you need something now?
Out of character, long rest does refresh all your hit points.
It'll refresh everything. Like, there's no point. Okay.
You get half your hit dice back if you've spent any.
Yeah.
Yeah, at this point, you guys could short rest and spend hit dice if you wish. But
it's nighttime.
I'll just... Rather than waste time, you guys are going to be reaching day without incident. So don't worry.
You guys, like, I will, oh man. Okay, yeah. Who would I tell this to?
Oh, you probably tell me, Will. We're like peas in a pod, you and I.
Sheeny.
You're teaching me how to read.
Oh, God. Shimi, you might actually be a really good person to talk to about this, but maybe...
Then you look over at Captain Clockface, you think he's a really good listener.
Oh, God.
He's a great listener.
It needs to be somebody who I think might...
Sin would have been perfect.
Oh.
I just go and talk to the dead body. Hey, what's up, guy? Then Steed will overhear and he'll tell on me.
That's true.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Can I talk to Bernard?
Yeah.
Can I talk to Bernard?
You want to message him, or do you want to go away?
At some point during this salt, like it sounds like we're resting and whatever. So like he would be like, you know, Bernard.
Yep.
I'm glad that they're all trying to think of different ways to get into Gully's End. Right. That's a great, great plan. But we have no idea what has changed about this land. So any plan that we come up with isn't going to do anything. But you know what I know for fucking sure?
What?
Is that if we can get Xantris to make a deal with us.
What?
I'm saying it doesn't have to be us, but it could be somebody. Then that takes Xantris out of the equation.
What do you mean?
I'm saying what she wants is whatever Xantris has. And like if we can get Xantris to
replace her with somebody we have control over.
Right. And we have
someone even worse. Oh, sorry. I'm not here.
Yeah. You are not there. You are not there. Bernard, you know, like,
but how are we going to get to him?
Get to that? Him. Okay. Listen, these fucking things are listening to us all the time is what I think.
Well, listen, not everybody is watching you and listening to you and trying to kill you. We've talked about this countless nights.
All right. Then Bathwack pokes his head around, but I am. No, I'm just kidding.
He has watched me try to sleep before. It was really creepy.
That's right.
Breathes way too heavily. Stop breathing, Bathwack!
And you know where it's coming out of.
Ew!
Feel the breath on your cheek.
You feel it on your own cheeks, Bathwack.
Cheeks.
Cheek.
Anyway, okay, that's what I say.
That's it?
But I don't know. I don't know what were we saying?
You wanted to deal with Xantris.
Yeah, so like, yeah. No,
how do
I'm
we
just,
go about doing that?
No, I'm just... You said that nobody's watching me.
Yeah.
And nobody's watching you. That's because you live a dull life. Well, now you're an animal or whatever the hell's happening to you, but I live a life where people are watching me.
Nobody lives a dull life when they know you, Will.
Oh, well, yeah, but... Okay. Anyway, it's the only way to do something that's like actually
proactive.
Proactive and not just relying on hope and just hoping that the land isn't completely fucking different from how we remember it.
Right. Which it probably is.
And I'm like, yeah, exactly.
Maybe there's a big dam in Gully's End.
Oh no. How that would ruin Gully's End. I picture Gully's End as just the worst, like, weird, dry cave system.
That's how you've described all of Six Rivers except for Tivoli to me at one point.
No way. Not dry. Maybe, all oh, yeah, cave system, sure. All right, but anyway, come on. Like, what? You're the only person.
Why are you just telling me?
Because who the fuck? Like, if I'm not going to suggest that to Bathwack. Basically, he'll just be like, I'll do it. Like,
I don't know. I think you've made some headway there with him.
No, he already made a deal with Xantras. I'm not going to like did. Tempt him with that. He just wants to be king, and now there's another king that's like challenging his kingliness.
I'm not going to do anything, but I think you should not keep this idea secret.
Bernard, you better not say anything.
I just said I'm not going to.
Listen to me. I don't.
It's not just you talking and me sitting here. We're having a conversation.
Okay. Okay, but you like to fucking pull the rug out from under me sometimes in front of these people. Yes, you absolutely do.
Well, sometimes you need the rug pulled out from under you, but I'll leave this in your hands. I'm just saying that I don't think you need to keep this secret. If it's something you want to pull off, you're probably going to need help anyway.
Great. Thanks. I should have known better than to approach the person who never did a single wrong thing in your entire fucking life. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. And don't say anything.
I already said I wouldn't.
Perception to see if, like, Shimi's listening to this whole fucking conversation. I feel like you would do something like that to
me. It's Shimi in a dog costume.
Amazing. Okay.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.